especially live this hour because we are joined in the studio by Aloe Vere, great performer locally who has got a couple of shows actually coming up this Saturday. First off at Vibe House 405 on 405 West Franklin Street to mark their grand reopening. Big celebration at Vibe House 405 this Saturday. She's also performing at Local 506 the same night. And Aloe, I'm going to turn it over to you. What are we going to hear first?
Hey, thanks for having me. First, we're going to play an old-time song, a cover. It is called The Cuckoo. I always like to throw some old-time songs in my sets. I recently joined the Bluegrass Ensemble at UNC.
Awesome.
And I've been playing clawhammer banjo, which is not typically bluegrass, but they're letting it swing this time. And so I'll be playing clawhammer banjo in this song as well. And so we're going to start out with The Cuckoo.
Take it away. Awesome. You are listening to Aloe Vere, and we've got a lot more from her as Live and Local continues. Stay with us. Back with more after this at 6:10. 6:12 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour. We are Live and Local, live with Aloe Vere joining us in the studio. And astute listeners will have heard two instruments and two voices on that last song. Patrick Lydon also joining us, bassist and guitarist for the band, which is actually a five-piece band in full, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can see a lot more of the band live. And again, they got two shows coming up this Saturday, which we'll talk more about. Thank you so much for being with us here in the studio. How are you?
Thank you for having us. We're
absolutely
really good. We're very excited. We came out of Chapel Hill, so we're very excited to share our music on this radio. And yeah, thank you.
Yeah, sounds good. So tell us about the name Aloe Vere, which I love because it's got so many different facets to it.
Well, I was just, when I was in the process of writing my debut album, which I put out in 2018, I was just trying to come up with a cool name to put it under. And I was kind of thinking about ideas like Flying Lotus was some inspiration. He musically inspired me as well. And the producer that I was working with, Ethan Bechtold, he just came up with the name Aloe Vera. We were just thinking about plants and puns with plants almost. Mm-hmm. And then it just really stuck. And we didn't even realize until a little while later that it actually spells a lover as well if you space it out differently.
Yeah. And all over as well,
yeah.
Kind of depending on
it
how you're spacing it out.
Lines.
Yeah, I love it. So tell us about the music, because, I mean, what we just heard, The Cuckoo, which was a great song, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Is a very bluegrassy song. Mm-hmm. The album that you produced is very, like, it takes that and it makes it electronic, right?
Yeah. The first album that I put out is kind of electronic. I was very inspired by Sylvanesso and Glass Animals, and so... The first album, you know, had the electronic vibes, but yeah, still some folk. I played my banjo in one of the songs, and then we're working on some new songs now that are going to also be a combination of electronic, but definitely bringing out my folky roots and the grassroots side of me more, that I'm, you know, practicing more banjo and getting more confident with it.
What ultimately brought you to that particular, like, it's a really cool style of music, but it's not an intuitive thing. If you come at it from bluegrass, you don't necessarily think, let's make this mm-hmm. electronic. If you come at it from electronic, you don't necessarily think, let's add bluegrass. So what brought you to combine the two together?
Well, my whole musical journey really started with, I really loved the Avett Brothers. They were mm-hmm. from where I went to high school in Concord. So we all knew about them, and I just loved their music so much. And so my first instrument in middle school was the banjo, and I was playing that. And then just by the time I got to really seriously writing an album, I didn't want to give up the part of me that loves Sylvanesso and that electronic dance music. So it was just... combining all my different loves for music, which makes it hard to put in a genre sometimes, but...
How do people react to it?
Well...
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's different, but yeah, I think it's cool, and I'm very excited for this new music that we're putting out. I think it's only going to help people understand more this kind of weird combination, but it can work.
Awesome. Speaking with Aloe Vera, and let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
Sure. So this one will be from my debut album. It is called Orderly Catastrophe. It is going to sound different than the album we're doing stripped acoustic versions today. But yeah, that's on Spotify and Apple Music if you'd like to check it out after. And so this is Orderly Catastrophe.
Go for it.
Pink and purple kind of fashion, candy popping, colors flashing, feeling everywhere ecstatic. Oh, words don't speak as loud as action, sticky syrup kind of traction, everyone is a distraction. Oh, it's getting hard to breathe with these snakes squeezing me air in. Go cold ice in my veins. You can't stop the commotion like a dancing flame. It's an orderly catastrophe where nothing is reality, and it's just me. It's just me. Oh, everything I see is fluid. Oh, the sunlight beams are all diluted. Oh, silky smooth kind of confusion. Oh, is this what it's like to feel human? Oh, I can't get my 2 feet to walk in. Something out of a book. I can't open my eyes, 'cause I'm too scared to look. It's an orderly catastrophe where nothing is reality, and it's just me. It's just me. It's an orderly catastrophe where nothing is reality, it's just me.
Awesome. You are listening to Aloe Vera on Live and Local. We will be back with more as the hour continues right here on the Hill. 619, back after this. 621, your time right now, and we are in the studio with Aloe Vera, who is a great local musician. Got a couple of shows actually coming up this Saturday that we want to talk about. The first one is a really cool one that we've been talking about today and will continue to talk about for the next couple of days. It's the grand reopening of Vibe House 405, great space on West Franklin, 405 West Franklin Street, grand reopening, beginning at 6 o'clock on Saturday, running through the evening, and a couple of great performers. Sonny Miles will also be there in addition to Aloe Vera. And then you're going across the street right after that, right?
Yes, we have two gigs that night, but I'm happy that we can make them both work. We're going over to Local 506 to play with two other local bands as well, Mellow Swells and Julia.
Nice.
So it's a big night, but it's going to be really fun.
Fantastic. So tell us about the new album that's coming up.
Well, we're still in the process of writing some songs, but we'll probably release some singles first and then release the rest of the album. No dates yet, but they're well in the works, and we're actually about to play a brand new song that will be released hopefully pretty soon.
Nice.
Yeah.
So will the new album be similar to the first, similar vibe musically, or...?
Yeah, I think it will definitely feature more of the grassroots banjo side of that. Maybe some more songs exclusively dedicated to that. But yeah, definitely won't ever lose the dancey electronic side either.
Speaking with Aloe Vera, we should mention you are a UNC student, second semester senior year,
yes,
right? About to graduate. So what's next for you beyond that?
I don't have any very set plans, but I just know that I'm going to keep on with music, keep writing, and keep putting it out and playing shows and, you know, just seeing wherever it takes me, I'll follow it.
Sounds good. People want to hear more about you or learn more about you. Where can they go?
Well, they can go to Spotify or Apple Music to find my music under Aloe Vera, A-L-O space V-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
But also my Instagram is Aloe_Vera Music. And under Facebook, under Aloe Vera, and YouTube as well, I have some videos up as well.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And again, two opportunities to see Aloe Vera in concert this Saturday around 7:30 at Vibe House's grand reopening.
Yeah, I think so.
So tell us about Vibe House, actually, because this is a cool, cool organization. Yeah.
It is really cool. My sophomore year, I just crossed paths with Kazi, and he was in the early stages of Vibe House. It wasn't totally open to the public yet. And we just clicked, and our visions were very aligned, and so we've just been working together ever since. And he's been such a good mentor, and, you know, for music and life, and we've just, it's been so fun doing it together.
Fantastic. So that's first up on Saturday, and then Local 506 at 9 p.m., two opportunities to catch Aloe Vera in concert this weekend. Let's hear one more song. What's our last one going to be?
Sure. Okay. This song that's never been heard by anyone before is called Gypsy Dream.
Nice.
Thank you. All right. She's a free bird living on the road, never knowing what's around the next turn. She's a young beauty, a wild maid, not even playing. More than any being before.
She lives in my dreams. Only there, it seems, can she be free. I don't want to sell my soul to industry. I want to be a gypsy. I'm in love with a gypsy dream. No restraints on a wild horse. Seeing more than any being before. Oh, that gypsy
dream. Oh, that's so good. The shows are this Saturday, first up at the grand reopening of Vibe House 405 on West Franklin Street, vibehouse405.com for more on that. And you can also catch Aloe Vera also on Saturday at Local 506 beginning at 9 p.m. and find her music online right now. And we will wait with anticipation for the new stuff as it comes out later on. Thank you so much for being with us and looking forward to hearing more from you.
Yeah, this has been a true pleasure. I have really, really enjoyed it.